Welcome to the program, The Beauty of Grace. I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And today we want to talk about how the kingdom operates by faith. Now I want you to think just a minute with me. I want you to go to Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. And it says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For it is the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith." Now, I want you to understand something today, that first and foremost, what a lot of things is being taught in the body of Christ today is that you and I are fighting the devil. And we're continuously fighting the devil. We're continuously coming against the devil, and the devil's continuously coming against us. And I read the scripture, and the Bible's very plain to me that the enemy's been defeated. Because the Bible said in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, that the Son of God come to destroy or to loose us or to undo us from the works of darkness or the works of the enemy. So we see that we are not battling, as everybody's telling us, the works of the enemy. We're not battling the devil every moment, and every battle is a resistance. But we are fighting something. We're fighting the good fight of faith. We're fighting to believe that word. And so resisting the thinking and the circumstances that try to tell you difference. Because like I said, we are not fighting the devil. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. So the Bible says, "We fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses." So you and I are in a fight. And that fight is the good fight of faith. So we know faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. But when I believe, according to Romans chapter 12, verse 3, the Bible says that you and I have been given the measure of faith. The measure of faith that we need to accomplish everything that we need to accomplish in our lives, and that we're full of faith. And so we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. Now, the Word of God there, the word God is the word Christos, which means Christ. So it means faith comes by hearing, but hearing comes by the Word of God. Now, the word here, faith doesn't come because you've heard. Faith comes because you're hearing. And as you begin to hear that word coming into your life, you're fighting to believe. Hebrews chapter 4 says that the Israelites, when they were coming out of Egypt, were fighting to believe. They could never get to a place of rest because they had unbelief. Now, you and I are full of belief. Now, you may be going through a situation in your life. You may be struggling with sickness or financial issues or bondage in your life, or maybe even depression, whatever you may be dealing with today. But I want you to realize something today, that the good fight that you're fighting is not the enemy. The fight is the fight to believe that word of God, that we're walking by faith and not by sight. See, that's the powerful thing about the revelation of how grace empowers us. Grace doesn't just forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from our sins. Grace empowers us to be everything that we should be. Now, if you'll notice, Jesus, as he walked the streets of Galilee and in Jerusalem, and he walked around, he just wanted people to receive from him. He wanted them to pull from him and pull from him. Now, that's what I want you to do today with me, is I want you to pull this revelation out of me that's going to bring healing into your body, going to bring divine power into your body, going to bring prosperity into your body, going to bring favor into your body. I want you to draw that anointing that's in my life, because the anointing of God destroys every yoke and removes every burden. Isaiah 10:27. So as you and I release that anointing is what went about and done the works. Jesus said, "I didn't do the works, that the Father did the works through me." So we see by understanding here that the kingdom of God, Luke 17:21, "Lo here, lo there, for the kingdom is inside of us." I want you to understand tonight that the kingdom of God is on the inside of you. And the kingdom is being released out of you because your future is on the inside of you. If you could learn to fix your mind, Isaiah 26:3, if you'd set your mind on the things of God, if you fix your mind on Him, you'll have perfect, perfect peace. Now, what a great revelation. But the thing I want you to understand today, that the thing that you're fighting is not the enemy. The devil is not who you're fighting. He's been defeated. You're fighting the ability to believe that word based on what you're feeling in your body, based on what you're going through in your mind, based on what your body's trying to tell you, based on what your circumstances and your checkbook's trying to tell you. As you begin to focus on that word will become bigger than the facts in your life. Now, it may be a fact that the doctors have diagnosed you with this. I understand that. But that fact is not truth, because John 17:17 says the only thing that is truth is the Word of God. So it may be a fact that you've got this disease. It may be a fact, but it's not truth. And if you'll put truth into you, facts will line up with truth, and facts will begin to fade away, but truth will stand for the test of time. Jesus said in John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way to the Father except through me. So as we begin to grab hold and operate the kingdom of God, we begin to see a revelation of power and authority operating in our lives, and we begin to see the blessings and the beauty of grace in our lives. Release your faith, believe by faith, trust your faith, because you are full of faith.